G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Great to see you back in the studio.
Nice to be back.
You received an email from Diane from Epson. Now, this is quite a really good topic. Is it her parents that have moved into the new house, or is it she's moved into the new house?
No, Diane and her family have just built their own brand new home.
And they've changed from carpet to tiles, and their dog is freaked out a little bit by this. It's a really good topic.
It's a great topic. It's quite stressful for the dog, but this is a really common thing. Often dogs, when they're puppies, that's the time to socialise them. So Diane said in her email that their previous house was mainly carpet with some vinyl in the kitchen and so on and so forth. So even vinyl, most vinyl has a little bit of traction, but the tiles are a whole new ball game. They tend to be colder. They tend to be more slippery for a dog. And dogs have hairs in throughout their paws that can often make it very hard to get traction.
Okay.
So our border collie in this case obviously has no frame of reference. He's tried to come in. He's come in too fast. It's freaked him out. He's basically planted his chest on the ground, wouldn't move, lots of panting, which was a stress response, and basically just crawled outside. So it's been a very negative experience.
So how are you going to fix the problem, Joe?
So this is a really good one. Because he's about 4.5 years old, my suggestion would be to go to an old carpet place or somewhere where you can get secondhand carpet, and I would do some really large squares, maybe 1 metre by 2 or 2 by 2, and I would start with just trying to put that near one entry point for the dog. I would also, when the dog's not stressed or on the tile, I would just get a pair of scissors and I would just cut some hair around underneath his pad, if he'll let them, just so that we can just get a little bit more traction and there's not so much hair there, if that's playing a factor. And first it would just be all about just getting him to come onto that carpet square, and that for now would be fine.
Okay.
Then I'd probably get 2 or 3 of those. So we've still got one at the back door. So that's his retreat spot. If he freaks out, he's on that square, he can get outside. So we can lower some of the anxiety. And then I would have one maybe a little bit. So I'm etching him in to see that nothing bad's going to happen to you. You're all okay. Now, one of the things that's really important for the family is they have to make sure that they're not holding their breath and being anxious about the whole thing, because that will just stimulate the dog's anxiety and flight or fight mode. He will absolutely come around. He just needs a frame of reference. It's like being 50 and going to an ACD concert for the first time. You just need a little bit of time to get your head around the sound and the different moving parts. He'll be fine. If, however, you find that it's above your pay grade or it's too stressful for you, that's when I'd call in an expert and get a really qualified dog trainer to help you. It's not a long-term problem. It's quite an easy fix. But if you're stressed, get in a professional so that they can help you with it. But I'd say if you took it nice and relaxed and you did that over the next couple of weeks, I think you'll find that our border collie will make a new house a home.
I've got another solution, Joe. It's a bit more expensive. Buy a new house with the tiles in it. I think your solution's a lot better.
Yeah, I think they'll go with mine.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're having a problem with your dog, drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. Great to see you back in the studio, and we'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sean.